Bob, as Charlie flew on the sky, Kelsey over, and last drops of rain began to fall. He couldn't see the ground clearly now, and from a short time he was conscious. Then he reached the silver line of a river. He knew where he was, and he headed for home. Although the rain kept falling, Charlie reached the house and left. He swept down into the loft. Holly was in her bedroom when she heard the other pigeons making a fuss. She ran out to the loft to see what was disturbing. Then, to her surprise, she saw that Charlie was home already much early than she had expected. Then she saw that there was a piece of paper tucked into the ring on Charlie's leg. She caught him carefully. "Mom," she called, "Charlie's home, and he's crying a message. Mom, come out to the backyard and help Holly to remove the knot from Charlie's leg." "Oh, no," she cried as she read it. "Dad's had an accident." Holly put Charlie in the loft and then ran into the house. Mom found the ambulance number and explained what had happened. Holly went back to the loft with a special third for Charlie. So Mom came out to the backyard again and called. They found that Holly and he's going to be all right. "You said that," Holly took Charlie. "You're the best pigeon in the world."